Welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into the fascinating world of AI-powered toys and their role in the ever-evolving tech landscape. The AI Hype Index is buzzing with excitement as OpenAI partners with Mattel to bring AI-infused products to the market. Let's explore what this means for the future of play.
The AI Hype Index from MIT Technology Review highlights the excitement and skepticism surrounding AI's latest applications. While AI agents are celebrated, their reliability remains questionable. Yoshua Bengio is actively working to counter deceptive AI agents through a nonprofit initiative. Meanwhile, OpenAI's collaboration with Mattel to develop age-appropriate AI toys is making waves. This partnership raises questions about safety and efficacy in AI-driven play.
You know what's intriguing here? How does this partnership with Mattel align with the broader trends in AI development, especially given the concerns around deceptive AI agents?
OpenAI's venture into AI-powered toys is a strategic move to expand AI's reach into everyday life. However, the reliability of AI agents is under scrutiny. As highlighted, weaker AI models struggle with tasks like online negotiations, which could affect user trust in AI toys. OpenAI's emphasis on age-appropriate products aims to address safety concerns, but the effectiveness of these measures remains to be seen.
Here's what fascinates me about this: the potential impact on the toy industry and consumer trust. Let's see how this unfolds as we turn our attention to the stock market, where companies are rushing to go public amid a financial upswing.
Indeed, the stock market's resurgence is sparking a wave of IPOs. The NASDAQ 100 hitting new records has revived interest from companies like Lime, the scooter rental firm, which is preparing for an IPO. This reflects a renewed confidence in the market, despite past setbacks during the pandemic.
I can't help but wonder, what does Lime's potential IPO signify for other companies that have been hesitant to go public?
Lime's move could signal a broader trend of companies seizing the opportunity to go public amidst favorable market conditions. It highlights a shift from pandemic-induced caution to a more optimistic outlook. For Lime, this IPO is a chance to capitalize on the scooter boom's resurgence as urban mobility evolves.
This reminds me of the dynamic shifts we've seen in tech regulations. Speaking of which, let's delve into the UK's potential new regulations for Google, aiming to enhance competition in the search market.
The UK government is contemplating regulations that would compel Google to offer alternative search options and ensure fair ranking of results. This move, under the new digital markets competition regime, targets Google's strategic market status to foster competition and give users more control over their search experiences.
Given Google's dominance, how might these regulations impact the search market and user experience?
If implemented, these regulations could significantly alter Google's operational landscape in the UK. By mandating choice screens and fairer rankings, the CMA aims to level the playing field, potentially encouraging innovation and diversity in search services. However, Google's response and compliance will be crucial in determining the actual impact.
It's a pivotal moment for digital markets. Now let's shift gears to the automotive industry, where Ford faces scrutiny over its hands-free driving technology.
Federal regulators are intensifying their investigation into Ford's Blue Cruise hands-free driving system. The ENSA has sent Ford a detailed questionnaire following two fatal crashes involving the technology. This inquiry underscores the ongoing challenges in ensuring safety and compliance in autonomous driving systems.
What specific measures is the NHTSA focusing on to address these safety concerns with Ford's Blue Cruise?
The NHTSA's inquiry seeks comprehensive data on Blue Cruise-equipped vehicles, internal documents related to the crashes, and any software changes made. This rigorous approach aims to identify potential flaws and enforce safety standards, reflecting the critical need for transparency and accountability in autonomous vehicle technologies.
Safety in autonomous driving is paramount. Now let's explore how Google is enhancing user experience with its Chrome browser update for Android.
Google's latest Chrome update for Android introduces a user-friendly feature allowing the address bar to be moved to the bottom of the screen. This design change, inspired by Safari's earlier update, aims to improve accessibility and user experience on mobile devices.
How does this update reflect Google's approach to user-centric design, and what can users expect from this change?
By offering customization options, Google acknowledges diverse user preferences. The ability to reposition the address bar enhances usability, particularly for one-handed navigation on larger screens. This update demonstrates Google's commitment to refining its mobile interface to match evolving user needs.
User experience is key in tech innovation. Speaking of innovation, let's discuss Xero's strategic acquisition of Melio, enhancing its foothold in the accounting software market.
Xero's acquisition of Melio for $2.5 billion marks a significant expansion in the U.S. market. This deal, involving a mix of cash and shares, underscores Xero's strategy to broaden its offerings and capitalize on Melio's expertise in bill payment software for SMBs.
What are the strategic benefits for Xero in acquiring Melio, and how does this acquisition fit into their broader market objectives?
Melio's integration will enhance Xero's product suite, providing comprehensive financial solutions for small businesses. This acquisition aligns with Xero's goal to increase its presence in the competitive U.S. market, leveraging Melio's technology to offer seamless payment solutions and drive growth.
Expanding market reach is crucial in today's competitive landscape. Next, let's look at Polymarket's impressive funding round, highlighting the growing interest in prediction markets.
Polymarket is nearing a $200 million funding round, elevating its valuation to over $1 billion. As the leading prediction market platform, Polymarket allows users to bet on real-world events using cryptocurrency. This funding, led by Founders Fund, reflects the platform's potential and growing interest in prediction markets.
What does this funding round reveal about the future of prediction markets, and how might it influence the industry's growth?
This significant investment underscores the increasing recognition of prediction markets as valuable tools for forecasting and decision-making. Polymarket's success could catalyze further innovation and adoption in the sector, expanding its applications across various industries.
The potential of prediction markets is indeed exciting. Now, let's turn to OpenAI's ambitious plans to compete with tech giants like Google and Microsoft.
OpenAI is quietly developing features to rival Google Workspace and Microsoft Office. By integrating document collaboration and chat functionalities into ChatGPT, OpenAI aims to challenge its biggest shareholder, Microsoft, and compete with Google. This move represents a bold step in expanding AI's role in productivity tools.
How might this strategic move by OpenAI reshape the competitive landscape in productivity software?
OpenAI's entry into this space could disrupt traditional productivity tools by offering AI-driven collaboration features. This initiative not only diversifies OpenAI's offerings, but also positions it as a formidable competitor, potentially reshaping user expectations and industry standards.
OpenAI's innovation is truly transformative. Now let's dive into insights from TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 on crafting impactful startup pitches.
At TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, industry leaders Medha Agarwal, Hi Bansal, and Jennifer Neundorfer shared their expertise on effective pitching strategies. They emphasized the importance of storytelling, clarity, and understanding investor expectations to make pitches stand out.
What key elements did these experts highlight for startups looking to refine their pitch?
The panelists stressed the significance of a compelling narrative that aligns with market trends. They advised startups to focus on clear value propositions, demonstrate traction, and build trust with investors. These insights are invaluable for founders aiming to secure funding and drive their ventures forward.
Crafting the perfect pitch is an art. Now let's explore Amazon's ambitious investment to enhance Prime delivery in rural America.
Amazon plans to invest over $4 billion to expand its Prime delivery services to rural communities across the U.S. This initiative will triple the size of its delivery network by 2026, improving accessibility and creating jobs in underserved areas.
What impact will this expansion have on rural communities and Amazon's overall service offering?
By extending same-day and next-day delivery to rural areas, Amazon aims to enhance customer satisfaction and capture a larger market share. This expansion not only addresses logistical challenges, but also fosters economic growth by providing employment opportunities in these regions.
Amazon's commitment to rural development is commendable. Now, let's address the ongoing issues with Facebook group bans and Meta's response.
Meta is tackling widespread complaints from Facebook group admins about mass bans affecting their communities. Acknowledging a technical error, Meta is working to resolve the issue, which many suspect is linked to faulty AI moderation.
How is Meta addressing these challenges, and what does this mean for Facebook group admins?
Meta's prompt response involves rectifying the technical glitch and reviewing its moderation processes. This situation highlights the complexities of AI-driven content management and underscores the need for robust oversight to maintain community integrity.
AI moderation poses unique challenges. Now, let's discuss GoQuick's impressive funding round and its impact on the e-commerce landscape.
GoQuick, an Indian startup, has raised $13 million, boosting its valuation to $450 million. Specializing in e-commerce solutions, GoQuick's growth round, led by RTP Global, reflects its success in enhancing online shopping experiences for consumers and merchants.
What makes GoQuick an attractive investment, and how does it contribute to the e-commerce ecosystem?
GoQuick's innovative solutions simplify the online shopping process, encouraging more businesses to enter the D2C space. Its ability to optimize conversion rates and reduce cart abandonment makes it a valuable partner for e-commerce platforms, driving growth and efficiency in the sector.
GoQuick's impact on e-commerce is significant. Now let's explore how a data processing issue at Lyft led to the creation of Eventual.
Eventual emerged from a data processing challenge faced by Lyft's autonomous vehicle program. Founders Sami Sidhu and Jay Chia developed Eventual to streamline data handling, addressing the inefficiencies they observed. This platform exemplifies how innovation can stem from industry challenges.
How does Eventual improve data processing, and what potential does it hold for the tech industry?
Eventual offers a unified platform for processing diverse data types, reducing reliance on fragmented tools. By enhancing data infrastructure, it empowers engineers to focus on core applications, boosting productivity and innovation in fields like autonomous vehicles and beyond.
Innovation from challenges is always inspiring. Now let's discuss Google's new Gemini model, enhancing robotic capabilities.
Google's Gemini Robotics on-device model enables robots to operate without cloud connectivity. This advancement allows for localized task execution, improving efficiency and reliability in robotic systems across various applications.
What advantages does this local model offer, and how might it transform robotics?
By running tasks locally, Gemini Robotics on-device reduces latency and dependency on internet connectivity, enhancing performance in real-time applications. This model sets a new standard for autonomous systems, potentially revolutionizing industries reliant on robotics.
The evolution of robotics is remarkable. Finally, let's delve into the legal victory for Anthropic regarding AI training practices.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of Anthropic, allowing the use of copyrighted books for AI training under fair use doctrine. This decision could reshape legal perspectives on AI training, influencing how copyrighted materials are utilized in developing AI models.
What implications does this ruling have for the AI industry and copyright law?
This landmark ruling supports AI companies' claims to fair use, potentially easing legal constraints on training practices. While it sets a precedent, the impact on future cases will depend on judicial interpretations of fair use, prompting ongoing debate between tech companies and creatives.
The intersection of AI and copyright law is a complex and evolving issue. That wraps up our tech exploration for today. Stay tuned for more insights and innovations on our next episode.